The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So sometimes there's the idea in meditation circles and Buddhist circles that we're trying to empty our mind of our thoughts and concerns. And some degree that's true. But not so we can be empty, but so that it's kind of like a little bit like this, that we're swirling in thoughts and concerns, preoccupations, fantasies, memories and predictions and concerns. My mind is a swirling with thoughts. It's kind of like you're a heavy person sitting on the lid of a jack-in-the-box. And what's in that jack-in-the-box wants to get out. But if you can finally get off, stop sitting on it, and let the lid open, then whatever's in there finally has a chance to come out. So this idea of quieting the mind, emptying the mind, being quieter, it's so that we can allow more of what's going on more deeply in our lives to have a chance to come into that empty space. So to create the empty space that invites all of who we are to be there more fully. And I don't know about you all, but I would say that for myself, there's a percentage, a good percentage, of what I spend my days thinking about that is pretty, I was going to say nonsense, but maybe that's not be polite enough. That maybe is a kind of trifling. And that the next day, I don't even remember I was thinking about it. It's like it's gone from importance. So it isn't like disrespectful of thoughts to want to quiet the mind a little bit. But it's hard to do that. The mind is so strong. But perhaps to understand that quieting the mind is something we do with great respect for the fullness of who we are and what's happening in our life, all the different pieces of our life, all the things that are maybe kept at bay or hidden or we're too busy to deal with, and you know, the whole show. And so if we create that empty space, in a sense, within, and so the lid and the jack-in-the-box can finally kind of open, and all of who we are has a chance to be there, and we stay empty, meaning we don't try to fix anything. We don't try to run away from anything or solve anything or explain anything or justify anything. There's this amazing thing that can happen if we just make room for it. Just make room. Okay, it's here. Now it's here. It's here. And maybe it's because, maybe what's so good about it is that, you know, if you make room for what's inside the jack-in-the-box, it's all this tension, usually those springs, so this Mr. Jack is in the box. There's all these springs, right, that's ready to release its energy. And so all you have to do is lift the lid and it resolves itself, the energy of that. So a lot of this stuff that's all this full catastrophe of our life, a lot can happen if we just make room for it. and see it and let it unfold, let it resolve itself, let it unwind, let it grow, let it move in the direction it needs to move. And that's one of the things we're doing in meditation. Is that we're not trying to avoid our life in meditation, but we want to, for all our life, to be part of it and be included. The good, the bad, and the difficult. You know, just all of it can kind of be there. And that's something that not a lot of people do in this life. There's not a lot of people who know the value of this, who have the means, the ability to do it, take the time out, time off from everything for a period of meditation, to get quiet enough, not just to be quiet and calm, but be quiet and calm so there's space, emptiness, empty room for all of it, the full complexity of our life, to be held, to have respectful time and space to be known. It's all too easy in listening to Buddhist teachers like me to think that you know, you're supposed to kind of let go of everything and just kind of live in some kind of wonderful, blissful emptiness and non-attachment, and that's kind of like, you know, anything short of that is a shortcoming. Anything short of that means like something's wrong with you. But I think that much more realistic is the idea, yes, let go of your attachments enough so that you can have enough emptiness so all the deeper attachments can show themselves. You want to have space for it all. Just let it all be seen and held and be there. Learn to breathe with it and hold it all and have care, compassion for all that we have here. And then if you become quiet and peaceful, it's because you've taken care of things that need to be cared for. To do a bypass and avoid those things is it usually doesn't work. So one of the things I love about this mindfulness practice is that it's meant to be a practice that's inclusive. All of who we are supposed to be included. And this is such an important principle, that such a valuable thing to do, that my definition of sacred is Buddhist, what's sacred is when everything is included. If there's something we hold something at bay and hold it out, and I'm not going to pay attention to that, not include that in my heart, then we've kind of removed ourselves from what's sacred. But when our hearts can hold everything, it's ready for anything, then we're entering into kind of a sacred realm. And so that maybe you don't get much sense of if I just use silly analogies like Jack in the Box. So if you become quiet, if you empty yourself just enough so that what's more deeply within you, maybe been hidden or overlooked, has a chance to surface, all of it can be there. And then continue to be empty in the sense of let it be there, and now don't fill it with your reactivity, with your judgments, your shoulds and shouldn'ts, and your fix-it mode. Just keep making space. Keep making space. This too can be held in awareness. This too can be held in kindness. And somehow, then your heart will find its way. It's a beautiful thing to do. It's a wonderful thing to let your heart find its way. So those are my thoughts for today.